Yo guys, welcome back to R1 Circle. It's your boy Thuva with
Mitchell Boy Kishan.
Yeah, hurry up and say your name, man. I know we're taking a break.
I got time. I'm trying to sleep.
Okay. It's me, Jan.
You know, it's one of them ones where you just want to go sleep early, so the next day comes. You want the next season to come,
fam.
Yeah.
You want multiple sleeps.
If I go sleep earlier, then I just sleep for long, and then hopefully it's August, and then you know.
Nah, you're scarred for life, man. There's no escaping this, man. This is smelly. To be fair, we got to talk about. There's a couple of weeks we got to talk about. We can't just. It's not even this week. We're forgetting about.
Yeah, because we took a whole little break.
Yeah, there's a lot that has happened. We're talking about two game weeks here, and the two game weeks ago was an absolute stinker from both of you lot.
But we don't need to talk about that. Well, we're talking about current game week.
We didn't even talk about City Liverpool.
We could talk about that if you want. That was football right now at its finest. That is the best game of the season. That's the two best teams in Europe battling it out. You could just
crazy.
Say
it's the crazy. We saw what happened. We saw what happened. City were dominating first half. Second half,
I generally think City did dominate a lot of the game, which I do think.
We came to the conclusion that they were the better team.
Spells. They dominated spells.
I think Liverpool had spells. But Liverpool were just clinical in like the way they spelled
it. So clinical, because don't forget, City had the ball a lot of the time. They make the shots and stuff. They just couldn't finish it. Yeah. And considering, you've got to think about it like this as well, is that where City dominated that first half, but the scoreline was still 2-1, which is not, they didn't justify it. It should have been 2-0, basically, is what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean?
No, 100%.
So even though City were dominating, Liverpool always kept their foot on the door. Like, they always kept, they always stayed in the game. No matter how bad they were, they were never completely out of it. They were always in. Second half comes, and I knew what was going to happen. Liverpool are a second half team anyway, as it is. Second half comes, Mane scores straight away off the button. And then that's it. After that, it was all back to end-to-end stuff, but no goals.
End to end, but it wasn't like just end to end. It was like such beautiful ball, black passing. To be fair, City did. I think they faltered in the second half. I remember first half, the passing from both teams was so good. It was like no look passing, the through balls, and I'm just looking. I'm crazy. Like, wow,
crazy.
Yeah,
that's how a team should play.
Yeah,
it was top quality for a while. I can't deny it. We saw it. It was quality. Yeah. Now, if you talk about low quality, I really want to talk about this. Everton United. Oh.
Hey, why did you just start in the Arsenal?
I think that was both teams lost that week, but that one was worse. The Everton was really bad.
Because think about it. Everton were the most out-of-form team in
this
the
is Premier the worst.
What did I say? What did I say that podcast before? I literally told you. I was like, "Fam, if they come off with one point, it's an absolute embarrassment for United." They came off with three points.
We saved Lampard's job.
Literally, I cannot believe you dropped points to Everton. Oh my days!
It's embarrassing.
So I didn't watch the entire game, but I was watching bits. Fam, there was a bit where Richarlison was like doing keepy uppies with his head. I was like, what's happening here, bro?
Bro, we were making Iwobi look like Ronaldinho. It was nuts.
It was actually crazy.
Just don't understand. Like, I've never seen a team perform so badly.
With such quality. I've seen teams perform badly, but they have a shit squad. You expect average players.
This is a top quality club with top quality players. What is going on? I mean, in the beginning, fine, yeah. It's form and this, that. This is not form now. This is not about form. This is just disgusting.
But you know what's so sad? Like, other fans, they're not even like laughing at you anymore. They actually feel just sorry for you. You're at the Arsenal stage of like a couple of years ago. I'm bored at cussing you out.
This is done. They just fully feel sorry for you.
I'm bored of crying.
It's getting boring now. This is just like consistently poor.
It's so bad. It's like, There's so many things we're like. First of all, we cannot pass to save our lives. That's the one. That's the thing I hate the most.
Mm.
Our pass accuracy is shambolic.
Yeah.
So bad. Second, I don't even see any chances. It's not like we have chances.
You're not creating anything.
Yeah, there's no sense of creativity.
Yeah,
but I genuinely think if we create chances, we'd score. Because we do have goal scorers.
Yeah, because you have finishes. Yeah, yeah. You have to create the chances. The struggle, what you're struggling with is the build-up play. You're not doing no build-up.
The build-up play is so poor. Like from
it's not poor. There is no build-up.
Yeah, to get from mid to no attack.
You can't do it. It doesn't exist.
Long balls to the wing.
If you lot nail the build-up play, yeah, oh, it'll be disgusting because you have the finishes. A finisher needs a build-up, you know what I mean? So if you lot nail that whole build-up play, you're fine.
Like, I don't remember the last time where, you know, where you get a typical goal where like a cam or center mid plays a through ball to a striker and then he's one of the keeper. I don't even think I've ever seen that this season. Yeah,
but it's crazy because like you have such players for that. Bruno,
I can literally describe it. It's just Pogba pinging the ball to Ronaldo.
Yeah, exactly. It's so easy. Yeah, Pogba does it for France all the time. Bruno does it for Portugal all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know. You lot are rotten to the core, bruv. You're absolute dog shit of a team, bruv.
Bro, but that was like proof. That Liverpool Man United game. It's just pure domination.
You're talking about that. That's not. And like I said, none of us are surprised with that score anyway.
Even
like,
United fans, they were not surprised with
it. I told you.
That's been the big. I think that's the most Liverpool have ever scored against United in the double. I think the 9-0.
Yeah, the double. Yeah,
is the most in our history. Yeah, it's the most we've ever done.
That's what everyone's saying. But the gap between Liverpool and Manchester United has never been like
different
this.
Clubs now. Different club. Yeah, yeah. You can't even compare.
But it's not even like that. Like, did you see what Neverland shit was saying? Because I was talking to my cousin who used to watch like all the games back in the day and stuff. Like Liverpool, they never used to be on par with United. Like obviously United had a better team, but when they used to go to these clubs, it still would be a hard match. Like Liverpool would put up the fight. They'll put a hard game for United. It's always going to be hard.
There'll be beef, man. There'll be beef in these games.
There'll be beef. There's hard games. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be a difficult one. This one, United first half, I swear to God, they were just walking. I thought they were 1-0 up at one point. If you don't look at the score, you think United are 1-0 up.
It felt like it was a training game for Liverpool. It felt like a training session.
Like, you know when you start that, like, there's a man in the middle and then you start passing around him.
Yeah.
Try to ball.
That's what it felt like.
Like that. That's literally Liverpool.
Oh my God. Did you see, forget the thing, the passing? Oh, well, you know, I've never seen something in my life.
This is the passing. Thiago.
Liverpool's passing.
This is the Thiago they bought from Bayern Munich. This brother.
Thiago had the game of his life.
So he was good.
Bruv, I've heard from Gary Neville passing. That there was points where he was just on the pitch laughing at these. He was laughing at United players, you know, that like during the game.
No, he literally said, right. Did you hear it? I was literally watching it, and he said in the interview, they're like a waste of space. They're like, United are a waste of space. But let's talk about Liverpool, their passes.
During the commentary.
That's crazy, fam.
Bro, because they were making, honestly, we were making fun out of you lot. And even the interview with Salah was parring you lot. I was like, whoa, Salah's moving mad. He's like,
you want to see a derby next week or something?
Because Thiago said he had so much fun in the game. He was like, I had fun. And then Salah goes, you think this is fun?
He's having fun. You know, normally when you're facing opposition, you're like, they were a tough opponent.
They didn't break a sweat, bruv. After the game, they looked like the game was yet to start.
Bro, someone told me this stat, I feel like I started crying nearly after I said this. Alisson, had more successful passes than any player in Man United. In that game.
Nuts.
How is that even possible? I didn't even see Alisson do many passes. that shows. Did you not even do a successful pass?
Oh my God.
I just remember every time Man United got the ball, somehow it wouldn't be a successful pass. It would just be like pass to a panic pass. Player.
It's
out.
It's not even panic. So I know I keep bringing it back. I feel sorry for him because now it's just sad. But Maguire, mate. Fam, it comes to him, no pressure at all. Just needs to just pass it to Wan-Bissaka or Lindo. I think it's
Jones. He's frozen like a fucking fridge. That's what he's doing.
He's a fridge freezer, bro. My guy just boots it to Rosette. I'm like, what's happening? I'm so confused.
Bro, on the first goal, he was on the halfway line while Salah's on the wing, like 1-on-1 with the keeper.
Yeah, and Liverpool had
72% possession in that game. I'm surprised it's not more.
I'm surprised.
No, do you know why it's not more? Because I'm not even gonna lie. Liverpool came out that first half. They were literally like, "Oh, let's put it in the first gear." They're like first gear. They're like, oh no, it's gone. United got a bit gassed. First half, the second half, yeah. United got a bit gassed. They're like, oh, we can come back into it. And then Liverpool like, nah, let's just put second gear. Boom, two goals go in, and then Liverpool and then United.
Jenna, beg you, let me tell me what the pass accuracy from Monday night was. I want to know.
Oh, you want to know that? Yeah.
I need to know that because
those are some.
It's got to be like in the 50s or 60s. It's got to be something really.
What, Liverpool's pass accuracy, yeah.
No, Liverpool will be in the 90s. Liverpool will be in the 90s. No, Liverpool in the 90s. Especially because they were just passing around. They were doing easy passes.
No, it's crazy. I'll get back to you. Oh, no, I got it.
United must be looking, man. Like 60, 70.
I'm thinking about 60. Okay, nah, not 70. No, you're dumb. 70. It's got to be 60.
70 is low, fam.
70 is low, but the way how United are playing.
Whoa. Total passes. Boy, stat magic. Come on, are you ready for this? Total passes. Liverpool made 897 passes in that game. Yeah,
that's like Barcelona-esque.
Yeah. Do you want to know how many passes United made?
That's probably like 250.
That's it, like
300? 350. Pass out. Pass accuracy. What Liverpool's pocket. All right, let's do Liverpool's pocket.
Liverpool's got like 90 plus.
Yeah. 90.
What did you say, Kishan? Say that again.
91, 92.
Yeah, you're on the nail. 91.2.
Van United is a 62,
nah, 73. Not bad. 73. Not bad.
73 is still low. Low.
73 is very low, Jan. I can tell you that.
Yeah, no, it's poor.
Forget that. Like, just give me the amount of shots they had, Jan. Not shots on target.
Shots two. And they had Liverpool 14.
The entire game. You're telling me
no. Two shots. But dude, that doesn't even make it seem as bad as it was. Trust me. It was worse than that.
Two shots to 14 is bad, bro.
Also, their shot on target, the one shot that they had on target, I saw that shot. That was
Rashford
from outside the box. Yeah, that was nothing. Yeah. Oh, that was the Addison save. Yeah.
Wasn't that the one where Sancho did assist to Rashford and he was one away?
Yeah. That was
literally the only chance we had in the entire fucking game.
Poor man. Poor.
I know.
Man, it's don't worry. It's a new era. It's the Ten Hag era. You guys hear about the new appointment?
Yeah, it's the new appointment.
The new appointment.
You can't honestly right now. I'm just
because I got recordings now.
I feel like I'm not excited. Ask me. I'm not being excited about this. Because first of all, we kind of saw this coming. It wasn't like
It was gonna happen. It was gonna happen.
Everyone kind of saw this coming.
Everyone's saying this is David Moyes 2.0, you know. It's like he's gonna ruin his career. Like he had a good spell at Everton. He's gonna come and just ruin his career.
The one positive is he's like you know how you've seen these bold statements about how like he's gonna get rid of Ronaldo and stuff, like that shows signs of being bold,
like being more dominant. I tell you what, another really interesting thing when after this United Liverpool game, Gary Neville and Carragher said the one main thing, one of the issues, obviously there's many issues at United, but one of the issues is whenever a manager comes in, the managers are always smaller than the players in terms of they're not like look at Ralph, Ole and stuff. They're not like dominant manager figures where the players have more.
They're less of a superstar than the players.
Yeah, exactly. So, and that causes huge issues because the players think that they make the club over the manager. Like when you have someone like Klopp come in, right? Klopp came into Liverpool where we had no superstars, right? Klopp was the superstar. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's become the god of our club.
I'm not gonna. Yeah. I remember hearing this as well. But then I think you've got the special one. You've got Mourinho, who's an absolute legend. You have Van Gaal, who's a goat at the game, who managed the best. Like those two are absolute legendary.
That's true.
Managerial.
I don't know about Van Gaal though. I don't think
Van Gaal.
Yeah, but I don't think people like Mourinho. Obviously,
no. Players will respect it.
Yeah.
Because Van Gaal has the history. No, he has. Well, when he was at Bayern Munich, Barca.
Mourinho.
Van Gaal has it. Innit?
Mourinho understands.
Everyone knows Mourinho as a person, but as a manager, Van Gaal was like insane for that. I forgot all the teams that he managed.
You raise a good point there, not gonna lie.
Because them two are like, I remember hearing this and I'm like, yeah, sure, I understand. But you have these two experienced managers that have such a good CV and they still gonna do it as well.
True.
These are all just excuses, Jen. Trust me. It's like people come up with theories about why it's going to be
successful. But you know what the main thing is, I feel like for Ten Hag, is like the best point for him is if they give him absolute control of who he wants and who he wants to get rid of. Because like, let's just a small example, the Arteta situation with Aubameyang. Arteta had full control to get rid of Aubameyang. But like, if Ten Hag is allowed to go, okay, I don't want Ronaldo, a lot of people are saying the Glazers won't have it because Ronaldo's wanted because you're doing so bad in football. One of your biggest pulls is so his much money. Of like the advertisements and all that shit with that Ronaldo.
I don't think he brings in so much money now though. Personally.
Now your sponsorships, right. You know, apparently, so every time your player is sponsored, your team gets a percentage and stuff. So imagine how much Ronaldo.
All the shirt sales at the start, Jen. Like,
yeah, but you're just talking about shirt sales. Yeah. It's not just shirt sales, isn't it? Think about Ronaldo's face of where it is and whereabouts it is. All that United get a percentage of, innit? Because they play for that team. It's like that.
Is there any sponsorship brand deals he does?
I think it's part of like a United thing. Yeah, it's like a United front, innit? Right. Yeah. So that's probably like they don't want to give up such a big asset. They'll think of it as a business, innit? Like Ronaldo is such a big asset, bringing in all this money. Because I think I read it.
Yeah, but they got to pay a fat wage check as well.
In the last 5 years, even though Liverpool have been doing so much better than United, Liverpool have like earned, I think, 1 billion or something like that. Something like that. And United have earned 1.75 billion in like commercial values.
Yeah, but that's just because
Man United's a bigger club. Yeah, no, 100%.
We've got bigger fan base. That's it.
Yeah.
No, so we get more shirt sales.
I understand. But
more money from sponsors, more money
from fans. Honestly, I thought that, you know, maybe, but I do just shut down what I thought. So United have done that.
No, basically, what it is there's no sense of passion or desire at the club.
You can't see the fix that. How are you gonna fix that? I don't know.
That little kid, that came on, man. He was a G,
he got raised. He came in and started 2-footed everyone.
He 2-footed everyone, bro. He was not having
it, bro. I was like, relax, bro, because I need the players. But we got Champions League to play. We got a finals against Chelsea, bro.
Yeah, he had more passion than any player on the United pitch.
Yeah, Neville, Gary Neville loved it. Bro.
Neville said it straight, fam.
Yeah, in a weird way, that's why I like the idea of like having these young players and then growing.
Exactly. It worked for Arsenal.
One of my cousins was saying, like, because you guys, your youth team's apparently really good. Apparently, you bought in a youth player from the City youth, who's a striker, who's apparently banging. You have that first Asian guy, the Zidane Iqbal.
He's a baller.
You have really good youth players. I've just seen some videos. At this point, your older players aren't doing it. Just bring them in, fam. Like,
Look at Nketiah. Like, look at your like these people do turn up for games. Like, look, with Arsenal, it started off with, you know, Saka, Smith Rowe, all of these. They were just kids when they started. Yeah, obviously now they're senior members of the Arsenal team, but only a couple seasons ago
Eddie
for Ballon d'Or.
Nketiah can finish though. He could be. He's a better finisher than anyone in that United team.
Listen, Chelsea at the Bridge. 2 goals.
Listen, okay, let's talk about that game. Yeah. The only reason Arsenal won that game, is because Chelsea were shambolic.
Can we talk about it? So we're talking about Liverpool City as a class game. Chelsea Arsenal was absolutely dog shit of a game. Like,
both teams are shit.
You know who was shit? Saar was absolutely dog shit, and Christian was absolutely dog shit. Both of those two.
I'll tell you what it is. There was no Rudiger. I think Rudiger.
I genuinely think that, you know.
What they were doing is they played Reece James at centre back.
Played Aspie and
Aspie at right back. And then they switched it back after.
But I think having no Rudiger is a massive loss to man. You know what's worse is that Rudiger's leaving end of the season. So I don't think they better sign.
That's why they didn't play him.
No, he's injured. He's injured.
I think that might have been part of the reason as well.
They want to see what they can do without him, and it's not looking good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
And Mendy's looking a bit sus, you know, I'm not gonna lie, on his feet.
Wait, was Thiago Silva?
He got a groin injury.
Like, he came on. Thiago Silva came at half time.
Yeah, that's two of the best centre backs.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Yeah. They had no defense. They better. I don't know what they're on. They better sign another centre.
No, Havertz played, but they just had the final as well, isn't it? Semi final the week before, just a couple of days before. I think there were like a lot of rotation went through in it. Because Lukaku did jack shit there. Werner's picked up a little.
You're saying
bit
that semi final, bro.
Werner did jack shit. Don't give me that duo. He scored deflected goals.
But he's putting in the runs. You know what?
Don't tell me about Chelsea had to play semi final. Liverpool played semi final a day before, and we had to play City as well for the semi final.
Yeah, but you had to play United. That don't count, man. Playing United, you just said it was a training game.
To be fair,
playing United, Anfield. Do you know how easy it is?
Come on, that was a relax. To be fair, we did better at OT, so.
You could have given.
You know, because Jem, we play better away. Remember, I always said that.
Oh, jeez. This is a better
one. Let's go. I'm actually quite disappointed with 4-0. I'm actually upset.
Yeah, because I'm low key upset that it was only 2-0 at half time. I was like, bro, they could have got so many more, you know.
Honestly, Liverpool should have a good look at themselves. Only 4-0. Are they moving crazy? What's going on?
I'm just happy Arsenal won, fam. Because literally, in the last four games,
the result, though.
In the last four games, we were meant to have won the last three and lose this one. That was like the mentality of it.
Chelsea was supposed to be a loss, yeah.
Instead, we lost the last three and we beat Chelsea. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, completely you lost
Brighton. That was a big hit.
Mm.
Luckily, if you're talking about top four race, Luckily, Spurs lost this week.
Yeah, flipping gas. So in happy, Newcastle. Man.
No, they didn't. Newcastle. They drew.
They no, the week them. Before. The week before Burnley, they oh, lost.
Sorry, they lost to, yeah, sorry, they lost to Brighton this week. And they drew they to lost Brighton. Newcastle. Yeah, they lost to Brighton.
What was the draw?
No, no, they lost. They lost to Brighton. Not Burnley, sorry. Brighton, yeah. So
Brighton. Brighton clotted. They're the kings of North London. Beat Tottenham and beat Arsenal. Week back to back.
Yeah, they did lose. Yeah. Yeah. Nuts.
I take it. It was a last minute goal as well. I think I remember. It was like quite last minute.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Oh, I'm just happy. Yeah, Steven, this is literally. I saw Spurs lose. Yeah, all I was getting in my group chats was no one wants the top four. No. It was basically Norwich and United were 2-2, and Tottenham had lost 1-0, and everyone's like, yeah, no one wants top four, fam. Yeah, literally, yeah. Everyone's what giving up.
Explain to me how we're not going back to United, but I'd like to go back. Norwich had you a lot on ropes. So how can you be on ropes with Norwich? Doesn't make any sense.
At OT, you know, at your that home ground.
And I tell you what, United fans are so fucking thick. Yeah, all they're doing is looking at Ronaldo's hat trick, but they're not looking at how it was 2-2 at one point. Like, oh, Ronaldo hat trick, he's back.
It's impressive though, isn't it?
He's got two hat tricks on back to back. He got one at the Spurs, right?
Third top scorer in the league.
Oh, we're not back to back.
Yeah, not back to back, but yeah.
But close conception. He got the Spurs game, and then he got one. Yeah, no.
You know, I didn't even know this yet, but he only had one hat trick. Man United in his previous spot.
In his previous, yeah.
Because he was a winger, innit? He wasn't.
But now he's got two in his probably his worst season ever.
So yeah, I was about to say, what do you think he's better than he was then? Then.
Oh no, definitely.
No, but he's winger, actually goated though. 30 hat tricks before he was 30 years old, and 30 hat tricks after he's 30 years old. That is a goated flipping stat, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, how many hat tricks has Salah got? Yeah.
Don't
anyone's ankle.
How many has Jota got?
Next, how much is Diaz?
This is a prime example, Dua, of a United fan. They're looking at individual abilities, right? When I'm trying to look at the team, I'm trying to look at goals scored for Liverpool. You're looking at Ronaldo's hat trick.
Listen,
you're so narrow-minded. Yeah, this is why you. You're so narrow-minded. Yeah, this is why your club. This is why your club is so fucked, because you lot are just a bunch of narrow-minded, absolute dickheads. Fans are like that. The board is like that. The players are so narrow-minded. You're still looking at individual talent when you're not looking at the team.
Well, listen, yeah. Okay. You win.
Lol, I just feel like Jan's been loving this Man United bashing, you know. Absolutely loving it.
You know, it wasn't that bad last year or the year before. To be fair, we weren't as shambolic.
Yeah, but you know what everyone's saying, like, because you ended the season so highly, you ended it second. There was promise. It wasn't like you were amazing, but there was so much promise.
I think, and now, yeah.
Now it's like second. Turning 25th.
You finished second, then you said Ronaldo.
Yeah, I think this was the first year since, like, I'll be honest, since the Ferguson era where people predicted us to win the league at the start of the season. I don't think there's been a season before that.
But saying that as well, this is the first year that your own fans are saying, oh, we're going to lose these games. Normally, United fans are never like that. They have hope. There's some sort of hope. They'll be like, oh, maybe this will come through. Now they've accepted it. They've literally accepted it. And they're like, yeah. Like Liverpool, I'm pretty much majority, every single United fan were like, we're expecting a loss, but how much of a loss?
Yeah, that's true. I reckon still the United fans, like I said, United fans are the most narrow-minded people I've met in my life, yeah. I reckon before that Liverpool game, they had a little inkling like maybe we could get something out of this game. Like maybe.
No.
I definitely. You know, that's just dumb. They don't know ball.
I think there's certain United fans out there.
I knew.
I reckon Gary Neville might have thought as well.
Gary Neville's washed as well. Listen, as soon as I saw that Ronaldo, obviously RIP to his son and all that. But as soon as I found out that he wasn't going to start, I knew minimum we could see three goals. Minimum. And we were
you were going to concede it.
Did he not play in the first leg at OT? He did,
yeah.
He played the whole game. What difference does that make? That was 5-0. What difference does that make, Ronaldo being in the team or not?
Now, do you remember when Ronaldo scored and it was offside? Remember that goal?
So you're counting offside goals now.
Yeah, what
I'm trying to tell you, yeah, dude, I'm going back to that whole narrow-minded bullshit, right? This is another example. Kishan's talking about Ronaldo not being in the team. Ronaldo played in the first leg at your own backyard and you lost 5-0, and Ronaldo played the whole game. What are you on?
No, listen, yeah, I'm not saying I knew we were gonna lose, but I knew after Ronaldo wasn't gonna play that we had 100%. We were going to get battered. I knew we were going to get battered.
I wouldn't even say that yet. I knew you were going to get battered.
I think the score would have been the same with him. The score would have been the same.
I think when I saw a back three with Jones in it, and I'm seeing some weirdness going on. That's when I was like, yeah, you need maybe on the back
with or without Ronaldo, it would have made no difference.
No, I think with Ronaldo, we could have scored. We could have scored.
That's the only thing. They might have. You never know.
No. Jen, I don't know why you're laughing.
Jose, you're forgetting the first game you couldn't score, and Ronaldo, you had a full strength team.
Yeah, but I'm not saying Ronaldo turns up every single game, but I'm saying with Ronaldo, you have that chance.
Possibility. There's a possibility.
Marcus Rashford.
Yeah, from like 1% to 2%. NBA, but you ain't getting past Liverpool's defence. There's no chance.
£5 munch bunch. That's what he is.
I'm just, okay. Yeah. I agree with you. You know what? Yeah, you could have won that game for Ronaldo. Yeah, I can't. How much am I going to convince this guy? I can't. No, what more do
okay,
I,
okay, what, that's what I say. Example, yeah. We were such out of form, and then we beat Tottenham 3-2. Ronaldo scored a hat trick, yeah.
Wow.
He said, wow. against Tottenham, yeah.
Yeah.
Conte's defensive Tottenham, yeah. Mm. And we would have not gotten anywhere near that close if Ronaldo wasn't playing. When have we scored?
Ronaldo brings up stuff that are random, but I get where Jack's coming from.
Yeah, it does. Like, you would have lost that Norwich game too if it wasn't for Ronaldo.
Exactly.
Who else would have scored? Who else
that's
would
have scored? Proud of, but yeah, that's
you
true.
Can't say Tottenham this Tottenham. You could sometimes lose. You can lose any game.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm just giving an example. Yeah. He's been our main goal scorer, him and probably Bruno, I would say. But Ronaldo's the one that can come in clutch in any moment. Kind of thing.
Yeah. He's been more of a clutch. He's come in clutch.
He's clutched a lot of things. Yeah,
he's clutched. Yeah.
Even when you were in the Champions League.
Looking in the Champions League, yeah. I think there's two games where...
Yeah, Atlanta, I think, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's when he came in clutch big time. Mm.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. I'm saying
I'm just saying there's a bit.
I love these one-liner jet drops. You know,
we have Ronaldo because Ronaldo's a match winner. You cannot deny that. That's one.
No, he is. He's got winning mentality.
He's a match winner, and so far,
but he's not winning a lot. But he is. He's got the mentality for it.
Because our club's shit. Our club's shit. Yeah. But he's a match winner. So I'm saying that with him playing, there's a small chance of you getting a miracle. That's what I'm saying.
That's the thing. There's a chance of a miracle. With Alanga and Rashford at top, there's no chance of a miracle. In it.
There's no chance. Yeah, that's true. I knew it was going to be true. If I should place the bet, I didn't even know why I didn't place the bet.
That's true.
You know what I want to talk about? Yeah. Fucking, this is going to be a little rant about Arsenal fans. So basically, you know when we were on our shit street?
Arsenal fans hating on Wenger. I'm not Wenger. Arteta.
Hating on Arteta. Fam, don't piss me off. You know, it vets what, right now? So hard. You know, when we were losing three, you know, the three games we lost, Southampton, Brighton, and Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
So obviously, when Arteta, we lost against Southampton, how many people were like, Arteta out, Arteta's tactics are poor, Arteta on this. You know, I was like, oh my.
I think that's very harsh.
That is incredible to see. They just don't know it. At the start of the season, did anyone even think we were getting top four? We are genuinely honest. With the way we finished our season, no one even thought we would even go close to top four. True. People were thinking it's Europa or even Conference League. That's the vibe we're going for. Now we're fighting for top four, yeah. And the two mans that got injured, Tierney and Partey, which are literally the main people, not main people in the entire team, but they're like core members of the team. Which can't be.
Well, you don't have good replacements.
We don't have good replacements for them.
I think Tomiyasu is a massive hit as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Tomiyasu, exactly. Tomiyasu, huge hit. So the thing is, like, people are talking about, like, Arteta, why didn't he do this? Why didn't he do that? He brought in, listen, like, a lot of managers are going to make mistakes on players they bring in. The only manager I would say that's so elite is Klopp, innit? Klopp brings in a player pretty much 90% of the time. It's a good, even I thought, like, Chamberlain, Keita, I thought they were shit, one. But even he makes them man look like decent average signings, isn't it? So Klopp's probably the only one. But most general managers, out of five signings, I'd say three of them are really good, and then two of them, they don't perform to what.
Or even it takes them a bit of while to.
It takes them a while to get into.
Yeah, like look at Havertz. Havertz came in, he was shit the first season. Now
exactly, Partey was shit. So Fabinho, he was shit the first season, and he came in.
Yeah,
like, everyone has those moments.
Diaz is shit.
Like that's what I'm saying. So for us, yeah,
what is he on about?
You know, I brushed past that. You know, I literally brushed past that. I was like, ooh, Diaz.
I'm just checking if Jet's paying attention. That's all I did.
Listen, I'm just waiting for the big boy talking. You don't talk about your little teams, man.
For fuck's sake. Nah, but what I say, like, so we got shit ones. We got Nuno Tavares and Lokonga. Those are the two places our mans have got injured, isn't it? So it's so peak. And that's why I feel like that's why it's going to be quite hard for us to get.
I feel like Arsenal fans are so dumb and thick here. They don't understand how much Arteta's done in terms of improving these youngsters.
Youngsters have built a foundation. He's built a foundation.
Arsenal long term are looking good, fam.
Yeah.
If they keep their players. Like, but you know what Arsenal need to work on now?
Just next level.
Yeah, they need to work on squad depth because look, you're getting injuries and you're struggling off.
Literally, but you know what's big, yeah? It's the thing is like last season in the transfer, we spent the most in the Premier League. So yeah. Even if Arteta wanted to buy more players and bring in a squad depth, he'll be like ridiculed. Like, oh, remember at the start of the season, everyone was ridiculing him so much about him spending this much on these.
Yeah, he did good transfer.
All of them, most of them, innit? Yeah. So that's what I was like. It's crazy for you to think. So maybe the next season he makes five transfers that are pretty average, but he makes it, squad depth comes through, isn't it?
I think the only mistake Arteta made was because obviously he got rid of Bamian because him and Arteta.
He didn't replace
him. He didn't find a replacement that January. Like you try to sign that guy. What's his name?
Vlasovic. The Juventus brother, the guy that
moved. Yeah. So you didn't get
Vlasovic.
Vlasovic.
That was talking stages.
It was, yeah, but then he should have secured someone because Aubameyang's your main striker. And
you need to replace that, yeah.
He knows Lacazette's not good enough. Like he even said,
I'd rather you keep Nketiah up there.
I'm not going to lie to you, yeah. I love him and all. I love Eddie. Eddie's my boy and stuff.
Eddie's not
fucking
good.
He's fucking shit, bro. You know what? He had a really good game.
Look at the first goal. He scored two goals yesterday.
He scored two.
Yeah, the first goal was when he was one-on-one with the keeper because the defense just left him.
Yeah, the second goal was kind of like a tap-in. The second goal was a fumble and he kind of had that. I think Eddie's shit. But you know what? He's an Arsenal player. I'm going to rate him. He's my guy, isn't it? But I think he's
underrated, bro. I rate him.
No.
I saw him play in real life against Sunderland. Sunderland was great.
I want to hear about that. Yeah,
it was great. I've never seen that one.
Yeah,
then he scored a hat trick, bro. That was probably his best game of his life.
You know what? He's getting better. You know, I want to see him now because now there's a bit of confidence boosted. 2-0 against Chelsea. I want to see what he can do next game and sort of like against United. If he bangs like a hat trick, we'll see, innit?
Man, you know who's sick? Smith Rowe. Oh my God, he plays so
Smith Rowe.
I don't know why he doesn't start every game.
Who you benching? This is the problem, innit? Who you benching? But you play Martinelli up top, and then you play Smith Rowe and Saka.
I'll do that. Martinelli up front, and you got to play Odegaard. Odegaard's actually
creative.
Saka's your best player, obviously. So
yeah,
like you got to play him.
So what? SMS, then, yeah.
Do you know what I'd have? Smith Rowe, Martinelli. I think you need Martinelli there.
Yeah, what? So you're taking you're saying drop Smith Rowe.
Yeah, so I drop Smith Rowe.
How good Smith Rowe is.
Against United, I drop Smith Rowe. I'd rather have Martinelli
up front. I don't see what's wrong with that.
Because you know what?
He's there on the wing.
I hate to say this, but I think Eddie has a better finishing than Martinelli. You know, Martinelli's finishing is quite poor, but he's a really good dribbler. Such a good baller.
Really good.
But his actual finishing, his last finish.
Okay. Eddie's not your first striker, Lacazette. Is Lacazette a good finisher?
No. I'm playing Eddie for the United game. I'm not playing Lacazette. Hell no. After that, Chelsea, Eddie's not.
That's what I was trying to say.
I think Lacazette will start.
Nah, Eddie will start.
So you're telling me Eddie's going to play for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I've, if he does well against United as well, he definitely will. It's because they know Lacazette's leaving as well. They need to incorporate him as soon as possible.
Is he leaving?
Yeah, he's leaving.
Yeah, didn't he say the statement about he wants to play European football or something like that?
I don't know which European team's going to take him, bro. Yeah, he might as well go to United, bro. But I don't know where he's going.
No, you know who he should sign for? Newcastle.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Go on that project restart.
Project, look where they are. Look where they started. And then.
Yo, they've done sick.
Listen,
they're
11th. They're 11th.
Kishan called it well before I even 11th. Thought about it.
Bro, you might all talk about, Newcastle going to get relegated. I was like, no way are they getting relegated.
They've done so well.
You've never been more right in your life.
That Bruno, what a baller. I watched highlights of the games like that. Bruno Gomera.
But even defensively, I think they're so sick. That's why they're winning games.
Dan Burn.
Yeah.
Amazing for them, fam. You know who's actually been a bit poor for them? Saint-Maximin, you know? I feel like.
He's been quite injured.
So yeah, he's such an on-off player, you know? Like one game, he is their standout best player. On the entire pitch, he's the best player, yeah? Another game, you don't even see him touch the ball.
I think he's just salsa dancing.
Yeah. Oh, do you see the salsa dancing? Oh,
no, he's just salsa dancing.
He's probably still their best player, I'd say.
Oh yeah, no, by far. As ability wise, yeah, he's their best player.
Yeah, I think you got to rate Eddie Howe for what he's done. It's a very impressive.
100%. Do you know who else? Who else we have to rate? Man like Moisey. I am rooting for West Ham for that Europa. Bro, they're in the semi. Doing so good.
Bro, British teams are doing so well. I can't believe it.
Barca are out. Bro, West Ham are favourites. West Ham are favourites.
Yeah, they are. They beat Lyon, 2-0 or 3-0?
Yeah.
3-0.
3-0.
A half time.
Rice, I can't wait for him to play for England. Like, he's just too good. Bro, Declan, he is an absolute baller, fam. Yeah. He's actually so much sauce. I think he's so good.
They've given up on the Prem, though, not going to lie, because they drew to Burnley, but...
Yeah, but you know what? That's fair play for them, you know? I'd be like, focus on...
Do you know how sick it is if West Ham win the
It's been poor for West Ham, yeah? Because don't forget, I'm looking at West Ham's Premier League performance, yeah? They, last two games, they lost to Brentford 2-0, and they drew to Burnley. But you know what? Who cares? Win Europa.
See, this is the problem when you don't have depth. And this is one of the main reasons I said Arsenal shouldn't be in Europe football last year. It's because when you don't have depth, you end up focusing on one. They're so lucky that they did well in Europe. So they've done well in Europe. So they've able to focus.
They don't need to aim for top four because they'll win Europa and get Champions League.
Yeah, if they go all out on Europa, they'll win it and they get Champions League.
Champions League. Ooh.
Like, that's calm, fam, for them.
Yeah, and that's basically what they wanted. That's what top four's for, right?
But it's not even just about getting top four, it's about them winning
a trophy. A European trophy. Before they've done it before Arsenal then. Like that before Spurs. They've done it before. Before Arsenal. It's crazy.
Yeah, if you ask West Ham fans, what would you rather have? Top four, Europa any day.
Yeah, because everyone knows top four is not a trophy. Top four is just your qualification to get to a trophy. But this
top
is already getting
only
a trophy.
More desirable for big teams.
Mm.
Yeah,
because like Europa League is not that much of a big
much country. Of a thing. Because let's say United, Liverpool and stuff, you guys have so many Champions League. When you won in Europa, right.
Once
you won
the Champions League, you don't care about the Europa League.
Yeah, you just want to be in the Champions League as much. Yeah,
you just use that as a route to the Champions League. Yeah.
No, 100%. So, I'm rating West Ham. I like the way they're playing as well. So, it'd be very interesting. We have West Ham.
Yeah, West Ham. Oh, you know, it could be a West Ham Rangers final because Rangers are in semi
final
as well.
Yeah, semi final as well, isn't it? Yeah. Ooh. Oh, imagine.
That would be such a good game, bro. Yeah. Bro, Rangers all play British good final. Football, you know?
Rangers would be sick, you know.
Yo, I would have known.
No, I'm hoping they don't focus on Premier League. I just clocked. We have them. No. First of May, you know, Arsenal. So they better play some shit team, bro.
Who, West Ham?
Yeah. That's going to be hard. You know, we got hard games, Arsenal, innit? We got United, then we got Spurs, and we have West Ham. Those are the three hard games.
Yeah.
Do you want to do some top four predictions now as it stands? Because it's looking a bit sticky. You know, it was looking... Tottenham it changes every week.
Tottenham have Liverpool, though, which is... I'm hoping you better slap their ass, fam. That's why I just want you guys to absolutely rape them. It's at Anfield as well, so I hope.
It's actually getting pretty tight. Because Tottenham lost his last game, it's changed, but it's banned on the work. And because Arsenal beat Chelsea. Those are two unexpected results.
The big games are going to be the Arsenal United. Because obviously, top four races, I know as much as you don't like to say, United are in it and Arsenal and Tottenham in it.
All I'm saying is, United get top four.
You know, this Arsenal is
and Tottenham, else.
Yeah, that's what everyone say. Like, if you let United get top four, you guys are just shit. Arsenal,
this would be the worst team to finish fourth in history. Of football, I think
they definitely deserve it at least. I'll tell you that much.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's what I'm saying. So if you do get it, oh my god, that then you guys are bottle jobs.
Ultimate trolls, yeah.
You guys are bottle jobs. You guys are bottle jobs.
I'd just like to say that if any team drops that, like holds Man City to a draw,
you're just guys.
Or a loss,
you're just guys. You're absolutely over the moon.
I owe that team, no matter what the team is.
Nah, well, I hope Man City drop points, but I hope Liverpool drop points as well.
Drop points as well. No. I'll be pissed. I still can't stop thinking about that Everton game, bro. You know Everton City, when it was supposed to be pen. I can't stop thinking about it because that was a legit pen. And Liverpool be on top right now.
I just hope it was last day of the season. Aston Villa get a draw.
That's what I'm saying.
And then Liverpool dropped
Gerrard. Liverpool lose. Wait, hold on.
That's not how I thought you were trying to gas me up with the whole story that I was saying.
I don't want Liverpool to win the Prem.
I'm telling you, Gerrard's going to win the Prem for us. He's going to class City on the last day of the season.
What are you taking? City to win the Champions League and the Premier League, or Liverpool to win the quadruple?
Okay, what kind of question is that?
Yeah, I mean, City.
If Liverpool win the quadruple, I might stop watching football.
You know how many all these United fans are chatting, they're like, nah, I'd rather just start watching F1. Cricket's my usual sport.
Watching F1. You know, nah, it's good. You can watch if you don't like Premier League, just watch IPL. So it's a different type of Premier League.
I'd rather watch women's darts than Liverpool play Liverpool in the quadruple.
What's wrong with women's darts, Kishan?
I'm about to watch bowls. You know when they throw the bowling thing?
Bowls.
I'm watching that shit, man.
Honestly, that's more entertaining than United at the moment.
Stop point.
Yeah,
it is actually. Yeah,
yeah. Now United fans are not having it because they always love that. The treble. They're the only English team that got the treble. Imagine.
I'll be honest. Yeah, I don't even think the quadruple ain't happening. And I know that.
I just don't want. You know,
look at this reverse psychology. Look at this reverse.
No. I tell you why. Because out of all of them, I think the Prem is going to be the hardest one to get because Prem's not in our hands. Do you know what I mean? The rest is, but the Prem's not in our hands.
True.
Probably the hardest one to get, yeah.
Because when you're in a situation where you can win every single game but still not win the trophy,
then it's
it's not in your hands. But with the other ones, all you have to do is win those games and you've got it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So we're more likely to get FA and Champions League than Prem. So I think we'll get three, not four. That's what I think. Best case scenario.
I'm hoping. Oh, I don't even know what I'm hoping.
I want Champions League though. I want Champions League badly. I think that would be sick.
I just want a good final, so I want City Liverpool final. Oh, it'll be perfect. No, I don't want that.
I've watched too much City Liverpool this season.
Nah, that's why it's so good. You know, that's a rivalry, bro. That's a
buddy. I tell you what, I really badly I want Real Madrid again, so we can beat them because we lost.
Yeah, I want Real Madrid and Real Madrid win.
No. I can't be having that. Real Madrid and Bale scores. No, I'm not having that.
Bale comes on.
I'm traumatized from that final because I had so much hope in that final. Remember Salah got injured and Ramos broke his arm.
Watch Varane break. Not Varane. I was about to say Varane, thinking he's
Varane.
Militao flipping break Salah's arm.
I really want a Liverpool Real Madrid final.
It has to be good, I think. Yeah.
It has to be City a little bit. I just think.
No, I don't want City because I don't want them to win. It's a bit scary. But Real Madrid, I know. I think Real Madrid we can handle. I think we'll be able to handle them. City, I think it would be sick, man.
Big Benzema.
Come on. Liverpool just dumped. We'll silence him. They just dumped City recently. 3-2.
What? A B team City?
There was no KDB.
Stefan. And like Stefan.
Stefan, yeah. City on their day, if they're in the mood, they will finish any team.
Oh, I think it'll be so good, man.
I can't. I need Real Madrid in that final. But anyway.
Little Benzema. Might as well wrap up with a little WNL of the week.
I'm going to do predictions for Arsenal United.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Let's do that.
I'll take 0-0 because the teams are shit, both.
Oh, damn. That was my safe prediction.
I'm definitely doing 0-0. It's not going there.
You think our defences are that good?
I think United's attack is shit. So I don't even see us scoring.
Yeah, but our defense
Arsenal's attack is better.
The defense.
To be fair, actually, Arsenal are more likely to win this game. Definitely, maybe 1-0 Arsenal.
Obviously, Jen, they're at home.
Yeah, I see a 1-0 Arsenal.
A 3-1 Arsenal.
Boy. Who's gonna fall? Who's gonna score three goals?
Man, like Eddie Hattrick. Don't worry. Yeah. Don't. Eddie for Ballon d'Or, fam. Man, like Eddie for Ballon d'Or. Even though I just absolutely butchered him, but still, I rate him.
This is tough.
You don't need to do this much thought. It's fine.
As in, the thing is, I want to try and give an honest opinion, but it's not your feeling.
You can't come out.
The narrow-minded side of him is coming in.
It's like me thinking, but there's still CR7. If CR7 is speaking.
He's gonna be like 0-0 if CR7 doesn't play, 5-0 if he does.
Okay. No, can I just let me give my prediction if CR7 plays. If CR7 plays. I think it could be 2-2. If CR7
to be fair, Ronaldo loves scoring against us, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's 2-2 if CR7 plays. If he doesn't, it's 2-0 Arsenal.
All right. So you're dropping points.
Yeah, we're gonna drop points.
All right, let's do a quick one. United Chelsea is a good one as well. That's happening the same week.
Oh shit, you got that, bro. I need to take out Man United players from my team, bro. This fantasy.
I need to get smashed this weekend. I swear down. All right, survive it.
I don't know. I see a
Chelsea. It's at OT. Oh,
is that OT? Which is
the only thing is.
Okay, I'll go for mine.
Yeah,
I'm going 1-0 Chelsea.
Oh, I was gonna go 0-0 as well, 1-1. Because I don't think Chelsea give a shit, man. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't care about Premier League anymore. They're
trying to prioritize that FA Cup. They're on the FA
Cup. Yeah. Are you trying to tell me they're warming up for the FA Cup? They're gonna rest players until the FA Cup final.
I think they will rest players. Yeah.
I genuinely they don't want to risk it.
When the FA final?
It's time.
It's still time. It's like over a month away. First of all, they still need to secure top four, even though they're well ahead.
They'll get top four.
But they still need to. They're only like 5 points behind us.
Yeah, 5 points with the game in hand, though. They'll get in it.
But still, I don't think Tuchel will just let it go that easy.
He won't, but he'll start experimenting. And that's where it's going to go wrong. The Saar experiment, the Lukaku still playing up top. Like, no, Havertz. That's where he's going to start. It's going to start being like...
That's where the problems are. Yeah. Interesting.
Go on. Might as well do a little W. Basically, W and a little
another thing I want to say. Any team... that holds City to points, right? If they draw or beat City,
buying
the jersey.
I knew. Didn't he say this about Brentford? Was it Brentford? Who did he say this about? Sheffield.
No, I said if they survive.
If they survive, I remember.
Dude, he's only saying this because Man United or Arsenal can't play Man City. He wouldn't take the risk.
Yeah, I did some calculations.
I don't mind buying a new car.
I was gonna see
next run of fixtures, and I'm happy to buy any of the jerseys for all
Watford, Leeds, Newcastle, West Ham, Aston Villa, Wolves. Okay, fair.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I would have bought it.
I don't care what happens. If they draw or beat,
most likely West Ham can hold them.
Respect. I don't think so. I think West Ham are going to get clouted the most. I reckon Leeds.
I think Wolves.
Watch. I think Leeds will hold.
Leeds. Nah. Wolves. Very good.
Wolves. I think.
Even Newcastle. Good defending now. Newcastle as well.
Battle of the Arabs.
Yeah, battle of the money, fam. Literally.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised to start throwing money on the pitch. You take it.
Is that a confetti?
Exactly.
Liverpool going to drop points anyway, so it's fine.
No. We don't lose games. Come on now.
You still got Tottenham.
Don't be silly. You think we're going to lose to Tottenham?
No. You know what? I'm. You never walk alone that day, fam. I am rooting for Liverpool hard that day.
I need Spurs. Oh my God! Imagine Spurs. Spurs win, they get top four, and then Liverpool don't win the title.
So you're saying they knock out the Arsenal?
We drew to Tottenham in the reverse fixture, so anything can happen.
Yeah,
it was a tool.
I swear to God, Jan, you better win that game, fam. I'll be vexed.
I think because Liverpool knows that how important each game is, they're not taking their chances. They'll clout every single team.
And you have the rotation. You know what your whites for you now as well.
We're looking so good, bro.
Huh?
Front. We got front rotation, not defensive rotation. Yeah, well, to be fair, we've got defensive
rotation. Defensive rotation. Konate, Gomez, Matip, and...
Simicast,
Robertson, Arnold, and who's that other brother? The youngster?
Yeah, we got rotation.
That's a youngster plays right back. Yeah, you have rotation
We got rotation.
Midfield like Hendo, Thiago, Fabinho.
But I think midfield is the weakest rotation.
It's probably the weakest rotation, but it still works.
It still works, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's just wrap it up. W and L of the season.
We can do season because we know what the L.
We know it's gonna go to United anyway. So
yeah, L's going to United. That's
L of the week as well. Oh yeah, isn't it?
Yeah,
4-0. You know what? I was looking. I was like, you guys won against Norwich. Nah. Ooh, and then I saw 4-0.
I think like winning against Norwich is something to be proud of.
Oh my God. Okay.
Liverpool, for me, Liverpool take the W.
What would the flip did you, man, do? Oh, you 4-0 against United. That's nothing, man. That ain't worth a W.
No, I'm talking about the week before, innit?
The City draw 2-2.
Good quality. Yeah.
I think Liverpool deserved them because they are 2-2 because they weren't favourites that game. They held 2-2, kept the title race going. Then they beat them 3-2 in the FA Cup, knocked them out.
FA Cup.
And then they clotted United to show them who's boss. So, you know.
We've got United on our ropes. The whole bunch of stuff.
Shut up. I just gassed up Liverpool. Just don't say anymore.
You know what's so funny? I was watching it. It was the BT Sports, Sky Sports, where Souness was like, oh, I don't think it's the Glazers' fault. This guy's waffling. You know why? Because he knows Liverpool are better than United. He's like, no, listen, keep the Glazers. Yeah. He just wants Liverpool to be ahead of
him. He was like, the problem is more than the Glazers.
Yeah, more than the Glazers. Up. I never
would be like, it's more than the Glazers. It's Pogba.
Yeah, you know, Neville.
He's Pogba.
Pogba subbed off like the first 20 minutes. I swear to God, he was not injured. The guy just walked off, casually just walked off. I was like, what's wrong with him?
It was like he saw Liverpool bringing the biggest smoke in the first 15 minutes. Like, yeah, I'm not cut out for this.
You got pussyitis.
100%, man. What was it? What did you answer? It's Pogzek. Yeah,
Pogzek. He's done it before. I've seen him do it against that. I forgot which team it is, but he's done a Pogzek before.
Yeah, that's one of many examples of people that
have it's embarrassing, yeah, because I just remember saying, yeah, 10 years ago you're bringing on these players, 10 years later you're starting Jones and you're bringing on Lingard, like these going man should, this bro, it's crazy, you know,
going back in time.
Yeah,
it's great.
That's
okay, we can wrap it there. I feel like Kishan's just gonna be mad sadness, you know.
Can I go sleep?
If Kishan ain't crying, I'm not happy.
That's your goal.
You know the way Jack comes at you. That's actually his goal. Isn't it?
That's Gerg. I do Gerg impress on you, bro.
Yeah, impress on my emotions.
On your emotions. No one cares about United emotions anyway. So that's fine.
Yeah, narrow-minded fuck.
On that note, thanks for listening. Peace.